Alright. The time is 6:37. It is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. We are at 1528 Sunset Road, and we are calling the Lake Point City Council to order. First, Dan, can I have you do a prayer?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And Ryan, would you be willing to do the pledge?
Yes.
Alright.
Alright. Should we wait for Doyle? Alright. Our Father and I are so grateful for this wonderful day. We're grateful for all the moisture we're getting and grateful for our families, our community. We're so grateful for each one of us that are here and in this room, and grateful that we can appreciate the main things of life. We're grateful for the help that God has given to us and guidance for each one of us in our duties. We ask that God help us tonight to be able to be guided in our thoughts and impressions, and help us to do our best. Also, please bless us with extra energy and time to be most efficient. Also, that we may be able to help our community the best way we all see fit together, and that we can enjoy the process as well. I say in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Boy Scout.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I am presiding. I am Jonathan Girard at this meeting, and I'm going to do a roll call vote. So I am here. Ryan?
Here.
Dan?
Here.
Doyle?
Here.
Kathleen?
Here.
Jamie?
Here.
All right, thank you. We are now to item number 6, which is the other. We have just a couple of minutes here. Do we have anything on other?
Other tomorrow?
Other tomorrow, yes. We got a lot tomorrow, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? So there was a little bit that was going on before. I have heard from a couple of members of the council that want to do this session without our recorder, and I've heard from a couple of them that want to do it with the recorder. So is there any discussion on that before we get to the meeting? We have our first appointment scheduled here for 6:45, so if there is, we have to do it rather quickly.
3.5 minutes. Kathleen, we'll start with you.
Oh. If like Rob said, in other cities, they hand them the thing and leave and save the money. I don't see why.
So for you, is it just a money-saving thing?
Basically.
Okay. Doyle, do you have any thoughts?
The only situation I would pose is if we need to keep some type of minutes, then we have to designate someone to take care of that.
Mm. But in close, we don't have to.
Well, you can.
Okay.
Well, by law, we're not supposed to keep minutes.
What's that?
By law, we're not supposed to keep minutes in closed session.
Not my understanding.
Yeah, so there's three types of closed sessions. This is the only one we can go without a recorder, character and competence. All others have to have the recorder there.
You can choose to do it if you want, but this is one that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So that for my research and from also Rob.
That would be my only caveat there. If we do get to that point, then we're going to have one of us designated to take some pretty darn good minutes.
So you're saying you want notes taken?
No, I'm just saying
if there was a place that needed to be,
we need to have
so
someone designated.
And you're saying it can't
in
be
closed
done.
Session, if we take minutes, we have to post them. It becomes a public record.
Character and
competency. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if we deviate and go to a regular discussion, then you have to pull us back into the regular meeting.
Which it never should be the recorder's job to pull us back. It should be the chair's job.
Yeah.
That's why you said the highest rate.
Yeah, we'd have to end closed session and go back to regular session.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need recording like Doyle's saying.
Mm-hmm. If we end closed.
Anything else, Doyle?
No. Okay. Two things is, I'll be honest, I'm the most tangent person I know. So I'm like all over the place, that's how my brain thinks. So I'm always like, hard to stay on one topic, but that's up to you as a chair. That's just me. If I was chair, I probably wouldn't, just because I'm just all over the place. That's probably why I'm not sure, which is fine. Second, I'm always about sharing and collaborating together. It's how I run my business and we do things as a family. So I'm a little bit different on that. Where I've heard everyone a lot of opinions, and I appreciate them all. Like, I really do. Like, I think that's what's so beautiful about our council, is that we are diverse with our experience, everything else. But, you know, I think between the tangent and being just open, I think it's always the best thing. Yep. So.
Ryan?
Let me ask this. If we had a closed session to discuss one of you, would you want the recorder there?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, because I'd want my privacy protected.
Oh, I see.
So,
yeah. Well, and that's one thing. I've gone back and forth on this one because, I don't know, I'm an open book. You know, so I'm a little bit different than probably most of you guys here. So, yeah.
Yeah, so mine's both privacy and money. I can't justify saying let's not do a tax that will pay for the city and then pay to have someone sit here that doesn't record and
yeah.
No, regardless of who it is, right? Same with Planning Commission, they shouldn't have someone sit there in their closed sessions because it costs the city money and we're saying let's not charge this tax because we want to save money.
I'm all about saving money, so like I said, I'm just all over the place on this one.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to be fun, be very hard.
I've
listened, you know, different opinions, and that's what's so hard about it.
It definitely is, and
there's pros and cons to every situation in life.
And the scenario is, this is a recorderless closed session, meaning that recorder and that recorder, all that's signed is a paper, and it's all very private to whatever's going on in that closed session, right? So. We add the recorder, then the recording has to continue to keep going because now it's on the recorder too. So there's just a lot of differences between the two meetings.
So yours is more concerned with
privacy
and
money.
So yours is dual.
Yeah. And I really evaluate it from that we send Rob home all the time, and because that's what Rob said, is like Kathleen said, it's typically they're not there. It's handed to the legal or handed to the chair. And
where we do not have a normal place of office for somebody to be working, and yet they still work during the meetings, and they would be working on the stuff that they would be working on at home, is that something that is... Like, if they're not supposed to be paying attention to the meeting, but they're just here, is that a problem? I mean,
I
on the privacy thing, yes, but on the money thing, Kathleen?
It's maybe right now it has to be, but we're not just thinking, it's just not concerned, JD.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's any.
So there might be times where they don't have to work, and they can just go home, you know, and be with their family after, you know, after hours of working here, as well as remember the privacy of whoever we're talking about or whatever we're interviewing, you know. Maybe that should stay the council. Either way, we've got to start.
Yeah. I want to make clear too, it's not specific to one person, specific to closed sessions itself.
Exactly. That's why I put closed session.
Yeah. Character and confidence.
Okay. I know I've debated whether not which way I would want to go. I do not feel comfortable signing that document with our council here because I think they'll drift off many times. I would try my best to keep you on task, but most of the time I'm getting you guys.
So are we going to open session when
that's
we get off task?
I mean, that's why I'm not sure you guys know the alternative. The alternative is we have to do it in open public session and post minutes about their interviews. If we don't have a supermajority, yes, but also if one of us votes no to go to closed session and the two of us vote no, then we can't go to closed session. So if I say I'm voting no because of money and the privacy, and then someone else votes no, then there's no closed session. Has to be super majority.
Okay.
So okay, we gotta
so
wait.
Do
all
I
three
do I
years.
Have a verbal commitment from everybody that they will stay on target?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have to.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to.
Like
well, I know that, but
yeah.
I know that with Rob the other day, they sat there and he said, oh, there's quite a bit of leeway in this particular area.
Yeah, so I'm taking his counsel because the leeway on character confidence is very big. Like, we could discuss each other saying, oh, you're doing this and it's impacting me, and it's very big leeway. We can't get into policy and decisions. Yeah.
Well, then... with that discussion, does somebody want to do any motion? So we can one way or the other?
Well, John, are you wanting, like, what's your opinion at this point?
I thought that we could have closed session with city recorder present.
We
and
have
they,
the ability to,
and they
based
could,
on how we vote.
And they could work on their other items, according to city, that they have to be doing anyways. They'll either be doing it at their home or they'll be doing it here. The only other concern that I heard was privacy on that, which is a valid concern. But I almost... feel like when I'm discussing things work related, there's usually somebody that's also in the room besides me, which is considered my boss. My boss is the one that interviews me, with a member of HR present type thing. We are the HR department, but we're technically somewhat of a boss, but we're not really the boss of who these duties fall underneath. That would be staff, right?
Yeah, and staff reports to the council.
So we're
definitely, by law, the personnel, in charge of the personnel, right?
Well, we could do a vote and see what happens, or we can keep on talking about it. I know time is...
Oh, you're right. We got to... I motion to enter closed session with just the council.
Motion on the table by Ryan. Go to closed session with just the council.
Hold on one second. Can we? Is there any other options besides that?
In what? What do you mean?
Like closed session with a recorder? No.
Yeah, if you want to motion it, it's been motioned and seconded, so we're gonna have to do a vote now.
And then you can motion another one.
Okay. Well, good practice for all of us.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this one? Seeing none, do I need to do a roll call vote on closed session, right?
Yeah.
We do need
Jonathan.
To roll call. Nay.
Ryan.
Yay.
Sorry, I'm having to write. Kathleen.
Yay.
Dan.
Nay.
And Doyle.
in this case, nay.
So I would be happy to entertain another motion.
The one I just said, motion to close your session with recorder.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our phone's just gone.
Sorry, guys.
Mine
too. You call me, Ryan?
We have a motion on the table by Dan. Do we have a second? I know I can. Just seeing.
I can't second myself, guys. So.
I will second the motion. A roll call or any further discussion? Roll call vote.
Jonathan.
Yay.
Ryan.
Nay, with reflecting in the minutes based on the monetary expense and the privacy of the applicants.
Kathleen?
I'll say yay, just so that we can interview these people.
And then...
I'm opposed to it.
Dan?
Yay.
And Doyle?
Yay, in this case.
It has passed by supermajority. We are now in closed session to discuss character, competence, and health. Time is...